Siddur Snippets is sponsored by Renee and Jack Nussbaum and the Schuss of Refuah Shlema for Ado Bas Alta Chaya should have a speedy and complete Refuah Shlema. We've begun the bracha of Elokai Neshama, the special bracha that corresponds with our appreciation, our gratitude for the gift of a holy and precious, inimitable, unique, distinct soul. What Asher Yatzar is to the body is what Elokai Neshama is to the soul, the Vilna Gaon said. We introduced it with the notion that this bracha represents our appreciation for our power of speech. We don't have a bracha corresponding to that gift, but we recognize that is the fundamental value and the use of our neshama to talk specifically to Hashem. The Gemara Bracha says, Elokai neshama should be said when we wake in the morning. As soon as we're alive, we're animated. Our body is not lifeless, it's not a corpse, but rather it's inspired, it's alive, it has a soul. This is our bracha that expresses our appreciation. It's first person throughout the whole bracha. Very unusual, because it reflects our closeness with Hashem. So let's begin looking at the words. Elokai, the very opening word of this bracha tells us so much about it, because it doesn't describe God generically. It doesn't describe God universally. It doesn't say Elokim or Hashem. It says Elokai, my God, because my neshama is a chelak Elokam yimal mamash. It's a piece of God. The relationship with God is not abstract, and it's not generic, and I don't just fit into a mold with everyone else, but I have a unique neshama. Hashem created me. The world would be different without me. There was no one like me before. There'll never be like me again. I am a unique expression of Hashem in this world, and because of that, I'm able to forge and fashion a unique relationship with Hashem. It's not just Elokim. I begin the bracha about my neshama by saying, Elokai, my neshama has its own close, intimate relationship with Hashem, unlike anyone else's. It's mine. Yes, I have an element of being connected with Hashem because of my forefathers, because of those who come before me, but I also have my own relationship I forged, my own journey of discovery, my own recognition, my own access to Hashem Elokai. Neshama shenasata bi tahorihi. The soul you put in me, shenasata bi, it's in me. My soul, unlike any other, comes directly from you. The neshama that you put in me, the neshama was existed since the beginning of time, since the beginning of creation. And the moment my body came into being, after conception, 40 days later, Hashem inserted the neshama into that body. My body is the vehicle for my soul. It's the instrument through which my soul expresses free will. It makes choices in this world. And those choices yield that either I'm closer to Hashem or I'm further away. So neshama shenasat to be. I'm not entitled to this neshama. I'm not entitled to be awake and alive and animated. I'm not deserving. I can't expect it. Nasat to be. It's a gift you gave me. And it's the most precious gift there is. Because what Hashem gave each and every one of us is a piece of Himself. The Ramban compares like a glass blower who takes a breath from deep inside and blows. So Hashem, vayipach be'apav nishmas chayim. Hashem kiviyachol took a breath from deep inside Himself and He breathed into Adam's nostrils. He made man awake, alive. Words are superficial. They come from the lips, from the larynx. But a breath comes from deep inside ourselves. Try to blow up a balloon and you know how difficult, how exhausting it is. The breath that comes from deep within. Hashem didn't just speak. Everything else Hashem spoke and it came to exist. With 10 sayings, the world was created. But when it came to creating us and our neshama, vayipach bi'apav, He took a deep breath inside Himself and He blew it into us. He brought us to life. Neshama shenasata bi. This neshama, who I am, is a gift from you. You gave it to me. I'm distinct. I'm unlike anyone else. It's the greatest gift because it's a piece of Hashem. Literally, chelak elokam mima'al mamash. It is literally a piece of Hashem. And as we spoke about with Moda'ani, to believe in God is to believe in ourselves. Because if we're an extension of Hashem, neshama shenasata bi, you put this neshama in me and you've reinserted it into me. I make this bracha when I wake up in the morning because I'm not a lifeless goof body. I'm an animated soul. And as we've said before, we're not a body that has a soul. We are a soul that has a body. The soul has always existed and the soul will continue to always exist timelessly, eternally, because it's a piece of Hashem. The body's temporary, 70, 80, 90, 120 years. The body houses that soul temporarily, but we are a soul and we have a body. Neshama shenasatabi. What is the nature of that soul? Tahorahi. It's pure. Now the truth is that when we express our free will poorly, when we have bad judgment, our actions can create stains and blemishes on our soul, but the essence of our neshama, the soul itself inherently, is untainted. It's uncompromised. It's tahorahi. It's pure. And that's our mission. We begin our day with this bracha. Hashem, the soul that you gave me, my Hashem, Elokai, my God who felt I'm worthy to exist and I have what to accomplish. The soul you gave me, it's tahor. It's inherently pure. And my mission is to retain its purity. And the more blemished, the longer it will take to cleanse in this world, or God forbid in the next, before that soul can return to God from where it came. The less blemished, the less stained, the less tainted, the more we preserve that purity, we return and restore that purity, the more a direct route we have. But we don't believe in this original sin. We don't believe we are inherently evil. We believe our neshama at its core is good, is kind, is pure. Ata varasa, that word barasa from bara means to create. It's the greatest description, the most intense description of creating. It's creating ex nihilo, something from nothing. Of all things, soul created by Hashem, something from nothing. It didn't always exist. Hashem had to will it to exist to begin with. And if we continue to exist, it's only because He continues to will it. The Maharsha says that these three terms, Ata Varasa, Ata Yitzarta, and Ata Nefachta, you created it, you formed it, and you breathed it, correspond to the three layers of the soul, the Nefesh, the Ruach, and the Neshama. A nefesh, a plant possesses a nefesh. A plant is alive. A ruach, an animal also has a ruach. But a neshama, only man. My God, the neshama you put in me, atavarasa, yitzarta, nefachta, I have in common with the plant world, I have in common with the animal kingdom, but uniquely we human beings are neshama. And mishamra bikir bi, you protect it in me. Because that neshama, that intense form of bi inside me, bikir bi, the soul is yearning to go upstairs to return to you. So you have to be mishamra bikir bi, so I can use my body as a vehicle, as an instrument, to make choices that will make me close to you. You have to protect and preserve it in me. Mishamra, you preserve it. If not, it would ascend on high. You have to hold it intact. This incredible bracha acknowledges and appreciates our neshama as we begin each and every day. We'll continue to translate the words as we go forward.